bear with me. I tend to come at art more intellectually than emotionally or spiritually, viewing each work as a problem to be solved. And yet, I can't say that I leave my emotions or spirituality at the door. In fact, it seems to me that creation, whether writing, painting, singing, or playing, is bound up in all three aspects, mind, body, and soul. The work seems to be incomplete without all three in play. However, as I said, I tend to approach art more intellectually. First comes the idea, then the composition, then the colors and techniques, and then, after I've got all the main elements down, I can step back and figure out what the heck I did wrong. Because it's almost always wrong. And that's where the emotion and spirituality creep in. First comes the emotion, usually expressed in despair. It's not until I see how messed up my work is that I realize how attached I am to it and how much I want to make it better. It's not always despair that tells me I'm emotionally invested. Sometimes it's worry, anger, regret. And sometimes it's relief, happiness, joy. I'll look at my work in progress and know that although it isn't perfect, and may even be very, very far from perfect, it is on the right path and will get there eventually. And see how neatly that segues into spirituality? The thing is that creative problem solving does seem to be rather spiritual in nature. After all, rarely do we tackle a problem without having the inherent faith that the problem can be solved or that a compromise can be reached. There are very few disciplines where we know exactly what the solution will look like, but that's why problem solving is creative. The next step is meditating on the problem. There are many different ways of doing this, but for me, it's literally stepping back, sitting down, and looking. It may seem as though I'm lost in space, but I'm not. I'm just wandering down one of the many paths to inspiration. Problems don't get solved without inspiration, after all. Finding inspiration isn't usually the difficult part for me. After all, I've started the project with the faith that I will find inspiration at some point. And that faith more or less gives me a map. I might not know exactly where I am on it or what all the little symbols mean, but at least I'll have a clue about the terrain. The difficult part for me is after I've met up with inspiration and had a nice invigorating chat. After all, it's easy to have ideas. It's a lot more difficult to follow them through to the end and then offer them up to the world. Offer myself up to the world. That takes courage and hope and faith and love. C.S. Lewis said, "Why love if losing hurts so much? We love to know that we are not alone." Creativity is much the same. It is an act of faith. It is an act of inspiration. And it is an act of love. We create with the hope that our solutions will inspire others toward working on their own acts of creation, their own acts of faith, hope, love, and courage. We create to connect with each other.
Yes, that problem solving is creative problem solving. It searches for the unknown, energized by a spirit of discovery, responding to the present and choosing to be guided by disciplined experience and knowledge. Because of this, we can claim that creativity is essential to Unitarian Universalism. We seek our credo from all sources to form our inner knowledge.
choose
not to be limited by one book, one culture, or one time's attitudes, but by the combining, recombining, separating, recombining,